the redeemed will sing. Whoso offereth praise, says the Creator, glorifieth me. All the inhabitants of heaven unite in praising God. Let us learn the song of the angels now, that we may sing it when we join their shining ranks. God brought the Hebrews into the mountain fastnesses before the sea that he might manifest his power and signally humble the pride of their oppressors. He chose this method to test their faith and strengthen their trust in him. If the people had held back when Moses bade them advance, God would never have opened the path for them. It was by faith that they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. In marching down to the very water, they showed that they believed the word of God spoken by Moses. Then the Mighty One of Israel divided the sea to make a path for their feet. Often life is beset by dangers, and duty seems hard to perform. Imagination pictures impending ruin. Yet the voice of God speaks clearly, "Go forward." We should obey this command, even though our eyes cannot penetrate the darkness, and we feel the cold waves about our feet. Those who defer obedience till every uncertainty disappears and there remains no risk of failure or defeat will never obey at all, but faith courageously urges an advance. The path where God leads may lie through the desert or the sea, but it is a safe path.